Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's love. And I must admit, for many years, I came to church on Resurrection Sunday. I spent a lot of time getting the right outfit, having the right look. And I sat and I listened to the preacher and went on home and enjoyed the rest of the day with family or friends. But I still did not understand that love that God had for all of us. And more in particular, I didn't understand the love God had for me. I spent more time working on the outside than the inside. It wasn't taught to me of what it really, really meant when Christ was on that cross and how my world and my life could really change. I didn't understand it, but I would dress up. I would be looking good on the outside, but struggling in the inside. Not sharing with anyone my pain, my disappointment, or even my hurt. All I knew then was Easter Sunday, you went to church and you looked your best. So as we go in prayer this morning, my prayer is that the persons under the sound of my voice will begin to understand what this resurrection means for their lives, and that they will begin to have a desire for God to fill any empty places in their lives and to allow them to live this abundant life. It's senseless to come to church Sunday after Sunday and not see a change in your heart, in your life, not see God moving in your life. So let's go to the throne of grace right now in the name of Jesus. Our Father and our God, we bow this Resurrection Sunday morning with thanksgiving in our hearts. God, we bow to say thank you for Jesus. Thank you, God, for loving us when we did not love ourselves. Thank you, God, for loving us when we did not act lovable. God, thank you for loving us when we were unforgiving. Lord, just thank you for being God despite who we were. So, God, we just come this morning with a spirit of celebration, seeking a word from you. God, seeking to understand this special Sunday and how it can make the difference in our lives, that we can go out and be the difference. God, help us all, Lord God, not to do this for form or fashion. Let us forget about what we have on, God, and let us focus on you this morning. Lord God, help us to be better, Lord God, and help us to be doers of this word, Lord God. God, we gather, God, because we know in our hearts of hearts that we need you. That we have tried it the world's way and we've tried it our way and it just didn't work. So, God, we lay it all before you this morning. That your spirit and your power would begin to deliver and heal and comfort and restore your people. So, Holy Spirit, just have your way in this place. Through this message, that our ears and our eyes would open and our hearts would open to hear what you're saying to us this morning. Now, God, if there be anything in me that's not like you, strip it away right now in the name of Jesus. And I will stand before your people and declare, for thus says the Lord for us this day. So, Holy Spirit, let your power, your anointing, your glory, your presence be felt throughout this building and this block. It is in the name of Jesus the Christ we pray. Let the church say amen. Holy Spirit, have your way. Holy Spirit, have your way. Holy Spirit, have your way. Amen. Amen and amen. Amen and amen and amen. Amen and amen and amen and amen. An abundant life, amen, means it is so. It is so. That God's will be done here in this church as it is in heaven. Our message this morning is from the Gospel according to Matthew. So if you have a Bible, please get a Bible from under the pews or the Bible that you brought with you. And turn to the 27th chapter of Matthew. The 27th chapter of Matthew. I'm got to send back it up and give them a little prelude to what your message and your scripture you chose. Back it up a little bit, Pastor Brockington. I want the people of God to understand what I'm saying to the church today. So when you found the 27th chapter of Matthew and go to verse 57, please stand. I pray that God will open your spiritual ears and heart, because the reading is a little longer than I thought I would be reading this morning. But I move with the Spirit of the living God. The Gospel according to Matthew, starting with verse 27th chapter. God, you have your way, because that's not what I initially planned. God, have your way. 27th chapter, verse 5-7. And it reads this way in the NIV. As evening approached, there came a rich man from Arimathea. I'm getting it right. Arimathea. Okay. I'll get it right. But it nevertheless is not the word, but it's the message. Named Joseph, who himself became a disciple of Jesus. Going to Pilate, he asked for Jesus' body. And Pilate ordered that it be given to him. Joseph took the body, wrapped it in a clean linen cloth, and placed it in his own new tomb that he cut out of the rock. He rolled a big stone in front of the entrance to the tomb and went away. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were sitting there opposite the tomb. The next day, the one after preparation, the chief priest and the Pharisees went to Pilate. Sir, they said, we remember that while he was still alive, that deceiver said, after 3 days, I will rise again. So give the order for the tomb to be made secure until the third day. Otherwise, his disciples may come and steal the body and tell the people that he has been raised from the dead. This last deception will be worse than the first. Take a guard, Pilate answered. Go and make the tomb as secure as you know how. So they went and made the tomb secure by placing a seal on the stone and posting the guard. 28 says, after the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone, and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said." Hallelujah. "Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead, and he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." Help me, Holy Spirit. Read on. "So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy. So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. 'Greetings,' he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, 'Don't be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me.'" And I want to say, they'll see me also. You may be seated. I just thank you for your patience for the reading of the Word of God. Because I want, and I believe the Spirit wanted you to hear what went on before that Sunday morning. And God will speak to us through this message entitled, "Because of Jesus' Resurrection." Because of Jesus' Resurrection. And I just pray that we all can get settled into places that we're going to be and open our spiritual ears. I appeal to you at this time, please discontinue all your texting and your moving about if you're able. Turn cell phones off. Let's give God just a moment. 20 minutes, 25 minutes, or however the Spirit leads. Amen. Amen. Because of Jesus' resurrection. Have you ever been watching a movie or a program on TV and it stopped at a point and printed across the screen it says, "To be continued"? So this morning message opens with a continuation of Good Friday and all of the messages that we heard from the preachers. This message is so critical and important for the church that it is found in the Gospel of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And in this chapter 27, it is interesting to observe, after Jesus died on that cross, who actually came to help. The Bible tells us that the disciples, his main disciples, his homies, his homeboys, his inner circle, they were locked behind closed doors. And it is sometimes something we should think about and be very mindful of, that when we are going through life challenges, where our help will come from, it will usually come from the most unlikely persons. See, we have these people that we've walked with and we've talked with and we've been with and we've been through their struggles with them. But in times of trouble, oftentimes those people are not there to be found. But we must believe that our God will always send him. So in this 27th chapter of the Gospel of St. Matthew, God sent help. Hallelujah. God sent help. And if you remember the story, Jesus had told them that he would die. And his friends had confessed, we're going to go down with you. If you suffer, Jesus, we're going to be right there with you. But read your Bible. When the enemy showed up that night, the disciples were scattered. Nevertheless, while Jesus was on that cross, two religious leaders, secret Christians from the past, decided to stand up for Jesus. Joseph. And the Bible either told us Nicodemus, the Pharisee that tiptoed by night to see Jesus, showed up at that cross. And they asked Pilate, Joseph asked Pilate for Jesus' body. See, you never know where your help comes from. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But despite the situation that Jesus was going through, yes, he forgave his disciples. And we learn even on Friday night that he forgave those who crucified him. That's love. That's love. He looked to his father and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And I just believe Jesus is still saying to God about us. In all their mess and all their stuff, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Come on, you all. We know that we are still on this struggle in this flesh trying to get it right. But Jesus is interceding for all of us. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So our morning text is written by Matthew. The Bible tells us that it was written to a Jewish audience. So they would believe that Jesus was the Messiah and that he was the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I just believe that this word is still relevant for us today. So I believe that when he penned this book, Jesus, God had us on his mind. That my church would need to know that I'm sending my son Jesus to save them from themselves, to save them from their wicked ways, to save them from the deceiver, to save them that they may have eternal life. Hallelujah. And I just believe this Sunday morning, many Christian churches are talking about this experience. The Sabbath end at sundown on that Sunday. And we know the Sabbath ended on that. Hallelujah, God. The Bible tells us that there was a great earthquake. And an angel rolled away the stone. Church, God is saying to us, see, I didn't need the stone rolled away. The stone was not rolled away so Jesus could get out. The stone was rolled away so that people could get in and see that he's risen. It was rolled away so the women would receive the message of the resurrection. Jesus was gone. Jesus rose from the dead, y'all. Hallelujah. He was gone. The events of our text this morning, this resurrection morning, is the foundation for the church and why many Christian churches decided they will worship on Sunday. Yes, we know that the Sabbath is Saturday, but our God got up on Sunday morning. Hallelujah. So we worship it and we praise God on Sunday morning. So we understand about the Sabbath. It's not we don't understand that God gave the Sabbath to the Jewish people. But God gave Jesus to us to get up for our sins on Sunday morning. So we come in this place on Sunday and we give him all the praise and we give him all the honor. Yeah, we know the difference, Joel. But we know why we're here. The Bible tells us to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So Sunday is the first day of the week. So we're going to give our God all the praise first before we begin our week. First day of the week, we're going to give him glory. We're going to give him honor. We're going to give him everything that he deserves. Because he got up, y'all. Hallelujah. Yes, he did. Yes, these two women got up early to go to this tomb. Both of them had been at the cross to witness the crucifixion. Hallelujah. So they knew where the tomb was because they had followed Jesus when he was buried. So they knew where to go. But we have to admire these women. Come on, you all. Their devotion to Christ. And because of their devotion, God awarded them and allowed them to be the first disciples to take the good news back to his disciples. He said, go tell the brethren to meet me in Galilee that I've gotten up. So God uses whoever he chooses, male, female. Somebody say, I don't care whether he uses a donkey or a dog. As long as they're following Jesus. But he trusted this message to the women. And they went and they told the brothers. Oh, yes, they did. See, these religious leaders, let's go back to chapter 27. They were concerned that the disciples would steal Jesus' body. I read that they were more concerned and afraid of Jesus after he died than when he walked the earth. And yeah, they had reason to be afraid because he was the Son of God. And he was truly God. So they tried all these things to keep him in that tomb. But what they failed to remember, what they failed to understand, that no rock, no seal, no God, nothing could prevent the Son of God from getting up and leaving that tomb behind. They could not stop God's divine plan. No matter what steps they tried, nothing could stop the move of God on that Sunday morning. Hallelujah. So help me, Holy Spirit. I pray that when you walk out of here, that you'll understand the meaning of this Resurrection Sunday for you. Not for the person that's sitting beside you, but for you. What does this Resurrection Sunday really mean? We know that because Jesus got up. That God was destroying sin here on earth. That God was creating newness in our lives. That God was preparing for the second coming of Christ. We know that because of this resurrection, that death was conquered. And we too can be raised to be with Christ forever. Because of the resurrection of Jesus, we can find meaning in tragedy. No matter what happens, if we walk with the living God, our lives can be resurrected. I just pray that somebody understands this. This is good news for us all. With this world full of all its challenges and all this hatred and conflict and anger and racism and murder and homelessness and hunger and sickness and depression and anxiety and moral decay and fornication and sin and people calling wrong right and ignoring God's word and redefining God's word for their personal gain, acting as though they're not accountable to anyone. The good news is God raised Jesus from the dead that we may have life in the middle of all this. Because Jesus' resurrection, we are forgiving of our own personal sins. Because Jesus got up, we can be reconciled with God. Nothing can stand between us and God. Nothing can separate us from the love of God because of his resurrection. Don't let anybody tell you that you've done something that would separate you from the love of God. There is nothing that will separate you. Don't let anybody beat you up about your sin or your mess. Jesus got up so that you can get up from that stuff. Understand this, people of God. This message is for you, 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 you. Some people will say you don't belong in the church. Remember what you even did last night. But Jesus died. He went to Calvary. They hung him high, stretched him wide for your sin that you may be forgiven. Confess your sins to the Lord and keep on walking. Get on up just like Jesus got up and don't look back. This message with you. This is empowering for some because sometimes we won't forgive ourselves of our sin and our mess and we walk around with our head hung low. That's what Jesus died for you to have. Jesus died that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Hallelujah, Lord God. Heal your people even now. Even the ones that are the sound of my voice, Lord God, that may be struggling. Breathe on them, Holy Spirit, right now. It's because of Jesus' resurrection that you can be made whole, that you can be healed, that you can be delivered. Get this story right, you all. It's not about rabbits and candy and clothes and hair. It's about Jesus' resurrection. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. Because Jesus got up. We don't have to be afraid of anything. You can get up with those financial challenges and know that God's got it. You can get up with your illness and know God's got it. You can get up with your grief. God's got that. You can get up with your depression. God got that. You can get up with your loneliness. God's got that. You can get up with your pain and suffering. God's got that. Jesus got up. Hallelujah, Lord God. Breathe on your people right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 God is saying that, yeah, my disciples, they were afraid, but they were afraid of the unknown at the time. So God is saying to you, do not be afraid of the unknown. Somebody sitting under the sound of my voice is trying to figure out their future. And they're troubled by their future. Holy Spirit, speak. Hallelujah, Lord God. And you don't have to know exactly what holds, what the future holds, but you know that God holds your future if you believe that Jesus got up and that he was resurrected. Breathe on your people now, Lord God. Release them. Deliver them from whatever their doubts and fears are right now in the name of Jesus. Remember, the angels told Mary, do not be afraid. So the same message went to those disciples because God knows in our flesh that we're some scared people. And that's why throughout the Bible he said, do not be afraid. See, Jesus has done it all. It is finished. All you have to do is believe this word. Read this word. Believe this word and apply it to your lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, help me just close out, Lord God. Breathe, God, on your people. They've gathered on this Resurrection Sunday, Lord God. Don't let them go out of here the way that they came in. Let them walk out of this place with their heads lifted up high, saying, I'm a child of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Because of Jesus' resurrection, I don't have to fear and I don't have to doubt. Hallelujah, Lord God. Because he got up, y'all. Expect miracles to happen in your life. Because he got up, we expect healing. Because he got up, expect him to feel those broken places deep down in your heart. As you sit here looking real good but broken inside, expect him to heal you. Heal your families. Heal your marriages. Expect something to be resurrected in your lives. Come on, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. So this is Resurrection Sunday. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to just begin to close. Just like God raised Jesus up, he's raising us up. He's healing us. You must believe it, though. He's making us whole. He's restoring whatever you feel that you've lost. So this truly is a day of resurrection. Because Jesus said, I am of the resurrection. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his friend. Jesus said, I've come that they may have life. Tell them this Resurrection Sunday. I came that they may have abundant life. Church, he got up for you. So take this personal today. And go out and tell somebody about this Jesus. As you may have been going through at some point, and may be going through today. As God heals you, tell somebody. That's our charge. Go and tell somebody about somebody that can heal anybody. Go out and tell somebody, because of Jesus' resurrection, you can get up from your drugs. You can get up from that alcohol. You can get up from that behavior that's not acceptable from God. Because of the resurrection, God forgives our sin. He heals our diseases. He redeems our messed up lives from destruction because of Jesus' resurrection. Because he got up, y'all, we can get up. Because he lives. Jesus lives, y'all. He lives. He lives because he lives. We can face tomorrow, no matter what you think may be in your future, but we can face it with Jesus. Because he lives, all your fears are gone, but you gotta believe it. Because see, I know he holds my future, and I know, I'm speaking for me, that life is worth the living. Just because he lives. I'm gonna close with that. But because of Jesus' resurrection, hold up your head. Look to the hills where cometh your help. You never know who God is gonna send, but he will send help. Amen. Because of his resurrection. Because of his resurrection, you can live this abundant life. Because of his resurrection, even in the middle of your stuff, you can still have joy, unspeakable joy. Stand all over the sanctuary. It is